My name is John Erling, and today's date is October 7th, 2010.
My name is Nora Guthrie. My birthday is January 2nd, 1950, so I'm 60 years old. I was born in Brooklyn, New York.
Let's name your brothers and sisters.
I have two older brothers, Arlo Guthrie, and another brother, Jody Guthrie.
And your father's name?
Woody Guthrie.
What was his full name?
Woodrow Wilson Guthrie.
Who was he named after?
He was the candidate for president that year, Woodrow Wilson, who became president of the United States.
And then about your father, where was he born?
My dad was born in Okemah, Oklahoma in 1912 on July 14th.
He passed away on October 3rd, 1967.
Correct.
And he was 55 years old.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the cause of his death.
Well, he had inherited Huntington's disease from his mother. That's a kind of short end statement because there were years and years and years in between when he was developing symptoms of Huntington's, and also his mother had symptoms of Huntington's without anyone being aware of the disease at the time. There was nothing really known about it. She had been institutionalized when my dad was a young boy. They just thought she was kind of going nuts or something was wrong. She was falling apart. And then when my dad started having symptoms in the early 1950s, again, they thought of all kinds of other causes for the erratic behavior, etc. And it wasn't until the 60s that he was really diagnosed with the disease and hospitalized.
So what is Huntington's disease?
It's a neurological disease. It's a degeneration of the nerves that eventually leads to death and loss of control of the body.
And other symptoms, erratic behavior?
Yes, there's different kinds of symptoms, but one of the most common is erratic behavior, depression, loss of coordination, and dizzy spells. All the symptoms of alcoholism, actually, very similar, which is what they thought my dad was, just drinking too much.
So you could have had all those symptoms and not drink at all.
Well, that's when he realized that something was wrong, because he was having these symptoms and he hadn't had a drink in,
right.
in a couple of days or weeks or whatever it was. That's when they started realizing something more was going on, that it wasn't alcohol. But it took a couple of years for them to get to that point.
You were 17 when your father died.
Right.
About the disease, you have full knowledge of that and remembrance of it. Were you around him much then when this was going on?
Well, he was in and out of hospitals throughout the 50s, more in than out. But he could sign himself in and sign himself out because there was nothing they could do about it. You know, they would keep him in the hospital and try detox or try this or try electronic, one of those, you know, shock therapy.
Shock treatments?
Yeah. They tried all kinds of things, but again, they would release him saying, there's nothing we can do. I was born in 1950, and my dad's symptoms were really starting to be everyday occurrences. So my relationship with my dad was wholly with Huntington's disease. In the beginning, not so bad Huntington's disease, and in the end, really, really bad Huntington's disease. And that was my whole relationship with him, was as caretaker.